What's good, locals? Welcome back to The Local Podcast, the podcast where we talk about video games, movies, our lives, and anything that pretty much interests us. It's me, Carlos Perez, and my co-host,
Miguel Vasquez.
Miguel Vasquez, the one and only. You can find our podcast on Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, and there's always that one app that we don't know, but we know it's out there that we're on. But nonetheless, you can find all those links in the description. Mike, what have you been doing, buddy?
What I've been doing? Also been working on that project for Nickelodeon. You still remember I mentioned it in the last podcast. I'm submitting some work to get hired at Nickelodeon Studios. I'm going up against like these professional artists, these 3D artists, and so what I'm trying to do is work on a 2D drawing from another artist and turn it into like a 3D model, you know, because that's what they look for in 3D artists. They look for artists that can 3D artists that can turn 2D drawings into 3D. That's pretty much the whole point of working at a studio. So that's what I've been doing. Video games. I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 4 on the Switch, man. It's just so addicting. Like earlier today, I had work. I was just playing Resident Evil 4 during the whole lunch. I didn't even eat. It's just so fun playing the Mercenaries. When you beat Resident Evil 4 on the Switch, it gives you this extra bonus level where you have to kill all these enemies at once for the highest score. And that's just, it's just so addicting. Just killing all these zombies, you know, trying to get the highest score. So that's what I've been playing. Just Resident Evil 4. I've been playing Resident Evil 2 on the Xbox One X a lot. I've been playing, you know how you've passed Resident Evil 2 on PC, Carlos?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever played the extra mode. It's called, I forgot what it's called. Oh my God. But it has to do with the character Hunk. He's like the last surviving member of Umbrella, of the Umbrella team. So he's like trying to get out. Yeah, you've heard of it, right?
Yeah, I heard of it, but no, I didn't play that. I didn't even play Claire.
Yeah. It's like you don't have to kill all the zombies, but you have to escape from the from Raccoon City before they bomb it, before they nuke the city. But yeah, I've been playing that a lot. It's just, man, I love Resident Evil. Resident Evil games are just life, man. I just love playing them. But yeah, that's what I've been playing: Resident Evil 2 on the Xbox One X and Resident Evil 4 on the Switch, and working on the project for Nickelodeon, which hopefully I do get it, but just don't know yet. What about you? What you been up to?
Nice. I was going to ask, so when you run away from Raccoon City, are you just running, or do you have to do missions based on getting out of there?
Actually,
like, is it a speed run? Like, is there a time limit?
Actually, there is a time limit. A lot of people would consider it like a speed run, but you actually have to kill like zombies in your way. There's like all types of zombies that you deal with throughout the game. So you'll have dogs, you'll have those sewer monsters. I don't know if you remember, they're big as fuck, and they're like pinkish.
Yeah,
you have to beat them too, and they're just randomly everywhere. That's what makes the game so like intense and so fun. And of course Mr. X comes out in it. It's not a spoiler, but you get to see him throughout the game. But yeah, you just have to go, you start off in the sewers of the Umbrella, you know, where Umbrella Laboratory. You go upstairs up into the police basement. You end up in the police station. And, you know, just typically where you usually go in the main story of the game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, like I highly recommend it. I know you haven't played that mode, that extra mode, but yeah, it's really fun, dude.
Do I have to beat Claire's to get to that
mode? No. I think so.
All right. I'm not playing. No, just kidding. Yeah. I do want to play Claire's at one point, but we'll see when I get to it.
For sure, man.
What have I been doing this week? I haven't done anything really interesting. Just been playing a lot of time in Ghost of Tsushima. I gotta put some more time into Valorant because the battle pass is gonna be done, and I'm literally like 10 tiers from completing everything, like 10 levels from completing everything. But man, I have to grind a lot if I want to finish it, you know. I think there's like, I think I have like one more week left or something, and I have not played in 2 days. But regardless, I'm pretty hyped for it to see what they come out with the next update. But yeah, I just been playing Ghost of Tsushima, and goddamn, I think we mentioned on the last podcast, right? Because that's when it came out.
Yeah,
goddamn, dude, I cannot. Fuck, I haven't even got, I think there's 3 acts of the game, I believe, and I have not left the first act. Like, I have not completed it, just because I've been doing side missions and everything. If anything, let's just, like, are you ever going to play this game?
Most likely on the PS5.
Okay, but you don't care about, like, gameplay mechanics-wise, right? You just care about story really. Spoilers, right?
No, doesn't the gameplay mechanics doesn't really matter to me. I do like the way it looks, but is it, like, a story spoiler?
No, I'm not going to mention story spoilers, but I guess I'm going to mention, like, if you don't want to know, then I won't say it at all, but...
Is it the one you mentioned last podcast about, you just chill, you meditate or something like that, and then something happens to you?
Chill, meditate...
Or not meditate, but you just spend time to yourself, and something pops up, like you get I forgot what it was.
All right, how about this? I can mention gameplay mechanics, you just don't want to know story spoilers, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So, pretty much my favorite game in Ghost of Tsushima, for sure, is that there's what, you could write haikus in the game. And as you write a haiku, there's like a certain section on the map where it's just like there's a piece of paper right there and a lit candle and like a pillow for you to sit on. And you're just looking straight forward, like into like a beautiful scenario, dude. It looks so damn nice. And as you're writing your haiku, like gives you multiple options of what section. And then you go towards that area. So like say there's an option on a tree. You'll start from the base of the tree and work yourself up all the way on top. Mm-hmm. Or if you pick the river, you'll flow down with the river to another area. And after you pick your three lines, he rereads you the haiku back. It's pretty tight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it on the last podcast. I think you did.
Well, either way, here it is again. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Sounds interesting,
though. But yeah, that's probably my favorite part. Another thing, too, I've been doing some of the story missions, but mostly I've just been doing side stuff and some of the side missions. And oh my god, dude, the side stories are so damn like interesting. Like I've never been interested in doing like a side mission before. Like with this game, at least it's different from other ones, because with other games, like if they require you to do side story, it's pretty much like go get a basket of fruit, take it to the villagers, and then you're done. Mm-hmm. Like there's probably like 10 of those in one game. At least with this game, if you do that once, you'll probably do it one more time the most out of everything.
For sure.
Like it's neat because it's not constantly the same thing, just with different people, you know?
Yeah, it's not repetitive. Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, and then there's like these other side stories, like I guess they're called mythic tales, which are more engaging and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat because you could go up to a person and they'll tell you a story and it will just cut to like a painting, cinematic cutscene. And he tells you a story like that. And then you go investigate on what happened in that story. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's a really good game. It's pretty dope. Combat wise, it's not repetitive because you could do your own type of style, but it's really easy. And the combat size, like I would say it's kind of like Batman, you know how like you see like the parry symbol come up in Batman and you just press triangle and then you throw your cape at him and then you do your combo and then he's done.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that too. You could parry enemies when they attack you, but there's different skills that you have to do on certain enemies, and that's one thing I kind of don't like, is because there's a shield guy and a spear guy, and there's different stances that you fight them with. Like if you unlock a new stance, it'll be like, oh, since you unlock this stance, it's better for fighting enemies with shields. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And if you don't go to that stance, it'll like pause the game with a tip and it'll be like, hey, this guy has a shield, why don't you switch stances? And like it won't change until you switch to the stance and attack him like that. And it's kind of annoying. It's like, oh my god, I know, but I'm fighting this other one over here that doesn't have a shield, so I don't need to be in that stance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've only encountered that like probably like 3 times out of the entire time I've been playing, but regardless, it's still combat is, it's okay, it's cool. I wouldn't say it's the best thing out there, but it's good.
It's around there, you know.
Yeah.
How do you compare it against The Witcher in terms of gameplay?
I would have to play The Witcher more. I've only played like 3 hours of The Witcher, honestly. But like to compare it, like combat wise, I would say God of War is harder than Ghost of Tsushima.
It is, yeah.
Just because Ghost of Tsushima is like, it's not that it's easy. It's just that the combat makes it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I think with God of War, I was like dying a couple of times just to random enemies. But like I said, like there's stances for the enemies that you fight them with that makes it easy for you to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, regardless, I've been practicing a lot with my parries. So every time they're about to attack me, I just parry it and I'm able to like kill them almost instantly. So after this game, for sure, I'm hopping into Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
For sure.
Because I know for sure that's going to be a way harder game. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm pretty hyped for it. I'm really enjoying it. And I plan to finish it by this weekend.
For sure.
My brother already platinumed it.
Wait, what?
My brother, David, he already platinumed it.
Really? What the?
Yeah.
You guys bought two games?
Yeah, two copies. Because we both got the collector's edition.
That's sick. Generally, yeah. Normally, like people, within brothers, like they would, get one copy and then just share it. You know, whoever's not playing it gets to play it and, just back and forth. But the fact that you guys got two collectors, or which one did you guys get?
Two collector's editions.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's pretty cool.
Only reason why we both got it, because I had a backup and they were sold out everywhere. And I was talking to my brother about it, like, yeah, dude, Ghost of Tsushima is going to be so good. He was like, is that the samurai game? I was like, hell yeah. He was like, oh, heck yeah. Let me know when you get it so I can play it first. And then I was like, all right. And then I was like, do you just want my spare? Like, if I don't get my collector's edition, like, I have a backup one. But if I am able to get it, do you just want that one? He was like, mm-hmm. oh, heck yeah, dude, let me know. I'll just buy it. Like, you don't even have to pay for it. I'll buy it myself. And I was like, all right, for sure. So then when it came out, he paid for it and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
That was my brother's first collector's edition since mm-hmm. Black Ops 1.
Whoa, that's 2010, right?
Yeah, dude, a whole
that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was crazy. Yeah, it was funny because we were talking about, I was like, dang, bro, when was the last time like you actually got like a collector's edition for yourself? And he was like, the Black Ops 1. And I was like, god damn, that's forever.
For real.
Yeah, but yeah, my brother has some money, so he saved up and he paid for it,
that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But for sure, if my brother wasn't getting any income in, like we would have shared it, obviously, the game.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I would have canceled the other collector's edition, but he wanted it, so fuck it, why not?
Yeah,
is this really cool.
Is this PS4's last exclusive? Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
For this year,
big
for
AAA,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. This year.
Yeah.
Do you think they ended on a high note with this exclusive?
Better than them ending it with The Last of Us 2.
Have you played it yet?
Fuck no. I'm not going to play it until I beat Ghost of Tsushima, but from the looks of it, I'm playing Sekiro right after Ghost of Tsushima, so I'm probably not going to play it until I beat Sekiro.
I'm kind of bummed out, but at the same time, like, I really love the designs of the character designs of The Last of Us 2. I just think the monsters look badass, you know? Don't they? Don't they look cool?
No. I think Resident Evil looks better.
Yeah, damn right. Oh, yeah. That's cool. I mean, I'm still going to end up playing on both.
Yeah, character design in The Last of Us 2 is good. It's just story-wise. Like, if I'm not engaged in the story, like, why am I... It's like watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like a TV show. Like, if the TV show is not grabbing you or interests you in any way, like, if the story is just bad, why keep watching it, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
But, like I said, this is just my opinion. I just did not like the way the story went. Mm-hmm. Or where it was going, so I just completely dropped in and said, I'm going to play something that I'm actually excited for. And mm-hmm. Ghost of Tsushima has been more than enough to keep my mind away from playing The Last of Us 2, for sure.
That's good.
But, like, kudos to people that actually did like it in their own way. I just personally couldn't get with the vibe that they went with.
Yeah.
but
I get you, you know.
I want to finish it so I could, like I said in the last podcast, I want to finish it so I could talk to them on what they liked and see if I could agree with them on that, but, or if I could tell them what I didn't like and they could agree with me on that, or maybe they won't, or they'll show me a way that will make me appreciate what they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's yeah. I have the same thing with same issue with me, with GTA 5. I when I got my PS4, it came with GTA 5, and dude, I just couldn't get into GTA 5. Like
the story, you know,
the gameplay and the story. Like, I don't know, just I wasn't really into it, you know. And the fact that GTA 5 was praised, you know, got so many like Game of the Year awards, I just couldn't get into it, dude. So that's the same thing. Like a lot of people enjoy GTA 5. Like I couldn't. It was just like the gameplay. I don't know. But it's same thing with The Last of Us 2. Some people like it, some people don't. Same with me, you know, with GTA 5. I didn't really like it, but that's just, you know, opinions, you know, people.
Yeah. Let me tell you right now. Your opinion is wrong because I like GTA 5.
Did you ever pass it?
No.
Yeah. It's just so long, dude. It's a long ass game.
No joke. I got far. I got really far, and I personally did like the story of GTA 5. And, but I got so far, and then for some reason, my save data got deleted. I don't know what happened. And then it made me start all over. And I was like, I am not starting over on this.
Yeah, fuck that.
And the prologue, don't let me tell you how many times I've done the prologue for GTA 5.
Yeah.
No joke. I've done the prologue like 10 times. And I am not going to go through all that again.
Yeah, when they're robbing the bank, right?
Yes, dude.
Yeah. Oh
my God. It's so damn long.
But, yeah, I remember that.
But regardless, the story, from how far I got, I really did like it. I wish I did beat it. And I think I told my brother, like, how far I was. I don't even remember where I was. But my brother told me, oh, yeah, dude, you were, like, 75% done.
But
yeah, dude. And I don't know what happened with my save. But I'm probably just going to watch, like, a gameplay, see how it actually ended. Because I could care less how it ends.
Yeah, but, it's been years now.
Yeah. But or maybe I'll just restart on the PlayStation 5. Nah. But Ghost of Tsushima has been great. I haven't been playing Paper Mario at all.
Yeah, I remember now. Because it's slow text, right? The text load up so slow.
That, and not just because I stopped playing because of that reason. I just been playing Ghost of Tsushima, period. Literally, I remember on Twitter, I posted like, I think like 15 pictures in one day of Ghost of Tsushima. I don't know if you've seen those pictures.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, I just PS4 shared it to Twitter and just saved it to my phone. But god damn, that game looks so good. But yeah, I haven't been doing the story mode pretty much, but I'm gonna start just clearing it up so I can beat the game. But that's all I've been playing. You want to hop into some news? Is that all interesting that we did this week?
Hell yeah.
All right, first on the movie news, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 has an official release date.
Oh my god, I'm so hyped.
You watched it, right?
Yeah, on the first day. It came out Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah. 14?
Yeah,
last year, right?
No, it was this year.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was this year?
Yeah, before the pandemic settled in, you know?
There's no way, bro. Really?
Yeah, I think you're confusing it with Pikachu. What's it called? Detective Pikachu. I think you're confusing it with that one.
Yeah, it's a 2020 film.
Yeah.
What the hell? I can't believe it came out this year.
Yeah, dude, it's been a long year. That's how you know.
Damn, it has.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm so excited for the sequel. Hell yeah. Dude.
I just want to see Jim Carrey's performance again, dude. He was awesome in the first film.
No joke. I didn't really like through the first film. I didn't really like it, his performance.
Really?
But once it got to the end of the movie, it seems like he's getting in the character. Or how the character is created. Like, I'm comparing it to, like, the old Fox TV shows. TV show, Sonic. And once I seen that happen, like, when he was, like, kind of mad or, like, getting, like, tweaky with his stuff, I was like, oh, okay. I can see the Eggman character coming out. But throughout from beginning to like middle part of the movie, it just felt like I was just watching Jim Carrey be Jim Carrey.
That's true, you know, in a way.
In my opinion. But for sure, once it got from the middle end to the end of the movie, that's when I was like really digging it. Like, oh, okay, this is like a Eggman like feel. You know what I mean? Instead of watching Jim Carrey as Eggman, instead of Jim Carrey acting as Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thoughts on how I like Jim Carrey in the movie. For sure, I am excited to see what he comes up with in the sequel, though.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 got a release date, April 8th, 2022. 2 more years.
Damn. Could you believe it? Do you think the pandemic has anything to do with the release date?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think so.
For sure, I would believe, because they already had the movie ready last year, but they changed it because of the backlash on the way they...
Yeah, on the design, yeah.
That still blows my mind. How does that get approved?
Like, yeah, I know. What the heck?
How does that get approved? For sure, they did make a good comeback, though. For sure.
Yeah, they did.
Honestly,
they
made up for it. I think I would have liked it way less. I probably wouldn't even have liked the movie if they kept the character design. But since they changed it and made him look so damn good, like I love it. For sure, this is probably my favorite video game movie out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was great. Like, even if you're not a Sonic fan, it's a good children's film, in my opinion. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I would compare it, like... I wouldn't say it's, like, a big hit like Pixar movies are, but for a video game franchise movie, it was good.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
And then the end credits? Oh, man, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, when... freaking spoilers. It's been... What? Do you think we could talk about spoilers? It's been, what, 5 months?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure everyone's seen it, but I mean, you know, that certain character, you know, we won't say the name, but you know,
for sure there's a special character that comes out at the end, I guess. But yeah, when I saw him, I was like, no fucking way. Damn, he looks so good.
So cute and cuddly.
I was like, what Pokemon
is that?
When I seen him, I was like, dang, I wonder what like his original design would have looked like if they made Sonic look like that.
I'm intrigued to know.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you have not seen Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie with Jim Carrey and what's his name?
I don't know, but he's from Enchanted.
Yeah, he's I forgot the guy's name, but regardless, he had a good acting role too.
He did, it was good.
And but yeah, if you have not seen it, I say check it out. It's a really cool movie, at least to watch once for sure.
Yeah.
I was going to buy it because I want to see it again. They have it at Best Buy.
Oh, really? Oh, for sure. I thought you were going to say Blockbuster. I was like, for a second there.
But, so Sonic the Hedgehog 2 has a release date, April 8th, 2022. I'm excited. Mike's excited. Mm-hmm. Are we going to go watch it day one?
Yeah, definitely.
Depends on the pandemic.
Yeah, 2 years from now, you know? From our graves, you know, from the pandemic, you know, the result. I'm kidding.
Oh, we got new Antler news. Information on the movie with Guillermo del Toro and like some other actors. I think they had like an interview with the girl. What's her name? Carrie Russell. She's from Argus Rush and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah, that's the first thing that popped in my mind. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. She's a good actor.
For me, it was Argus Rush. That was the first movie I've ever seen her in.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like a little interview. They were talking about the movie. I guess it's based on the story of Wendigos and how they become to be and how they act, I guess, right? It's a horror film, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a new trailer, but it's like, what would you call it? I guess like teaser, but they talk about the movie.
Yeah, like a preview. It's like an interview, like pretty much you're just explaining like, oh, like the details of filming such a like a thriller film, like a, what is it, a horror thriller film?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just explaining, you know, and of course, you know, the mastermind, Guillermo del Toro, he's explaining like his ideas and what he thinks about the film and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely going to watch it because his other film, what's it called? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I want to go watch it day one.
And, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, oh my God, you got to watch it, man. And of course, Guillermo del Toro, like the guy's, he's just a genius, dude. He's also the mind behind PT, the demo. So, I mean, honestly, like, it's just something I definitely got to watch on day one. It looks good. Scary.
Looks cool. If you don't know what Wendigos are, I don't know. I would suggest maybe playing Until Dawn. They're pretty much the main creatures in the game. That was pretty cool. And what caught my attention is the little main character, the little boy, the one that like feeds the Wendigo in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like, to me, he looks like Shitface. Is that his name? From Chucky?
From Chucky?
Yeah.
It does. Jesus.
Yeah, if you look at it and you guys see a similarity, let me know, because I thought that was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty good. I'll go watch it. It looks pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we got two Amazon original trailers, pretty much from Comic-Con. They had, mm-hmm. like, online Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was, I don't know. I don't know if IGN's the only one that had a connection with it, but regardless, we got two Amazon originals. One is called Truth Seekers from the mm-hmm. guys from Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's an Amazon show, pretty much. What would you call it? Like a comedy paranormal ghost hunters?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like if you ever watch Ghost Adventures, it's like that, but like parody, you know? Like, I'm assuming there's going to be like a shit ton of humor. Mm-hmm. With these ghosts, you know, just like some slapstick comedy, you know, like scary movies.
Yeah,
it could like be a lot better, you know, with better writing, you know, because it is coming from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it has potential. I was watching it. It's just so funny, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to check that. I'm going to peep that when it comes out.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a scene, I guess, like they go to like a psychiatric center, right?
Yeah.
Like, we keep the psycho people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one person's like drawing and then like, someone's like bending over their ass, and I think like a stick is going up it. And he's like, oh, looks interesting. And then they go hunting in the psychiatric center. So I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, that one's called True Seekers. Looks pretty good.
It does. It does. I'm watching it, and it looks really good.
You know, I have Shaun of the Dead was my first zombie movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw
Shaun of the Dead. Evil?
No. Shaun of the Dead, and then it was Doom. With The Rock, and then it was Resident Evil. I don't know what Resident Evil it was, but I know I watched Resident Evil after that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Shaun of the Dead scared me from sitting next to windows, because I always thought a zombie was going to come up and rip my guts out through the back. Do you remember that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always scared me. But the next one we got is another Amazon original called Utopia, coming out fall 2020. Oh, True Seekers doesn't have a release date. It just says coming soon. But Utopia, fall 2020. It has Rainn Wilson from The Office and John Cusack from Hot Tub Time Machine and Martian Boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much, I guess it's a comic book series that tells the story of how the world ends, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, it was, it looks pretty interesting. It looks cool. Let me see. I got this from IMDb. A group of young adults who meet online get a hold of a cult underground graphic novel, which not only pins them as a target of a shadow deep state organization, but also burdens them with the dangerous task of saving the world. But yeah, it's pretty much, I guess, like some guy.
Jumanji? Almost.
It's like Resident Evil.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Pretty much there's like this scientist, and he makes a biochemical warfare, I believe, in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's a cult, and they find the cult, and they know all the information, and they're trying to pretty much save the world from the scientists and stuff. It looks pretty interesting. I'm down to watch that.
But, nice. It has something to do with the comic book, right? Or they're just comic fans?
Yeah, that's what they're basing their story off of. So whatever happens in the comic book happens in the world.
Okay.
So when they find that cult that worships that comic book, I guess they like try to track them down to see how they could prevent it and stuff.
Okay, for sure, for sure. So it's like, okay, it's an interesting concept. I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, that one looks pretty interesting. It has a pretty good cast.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, they announced that G4 is going to be returning. I never seen G4, but let me know your thoughts on when you used to watch it.
Oh yeah, man! The very first time I seen G4. Was back in 2008 before Dead Space, the first Dead Space game came out. I remember I was strolling, I was just like going through my DirecTV channels, and I stumbled upon G4, and they were showcasing like the like E3 demos from 2008, like E3 2008. So they showed a gameplay of Dead Space, and they were talking about it. And the thing I remember them saying was Dead Space, first one was a Resident Evil 4 copycat. They mentioned a lot of that. Oh, it has a lot of like gameplay mechanics similar to Resident Evil 4. You know, that third person perspective.
Yeah.
View. So yeah, you know, G4 is it's a throwback, dude. Like, I remember seeing it so many times after Dead Space. Oh, I remember seeing a Resident Evil 5 gameplay on there, interviews, but other than that, I never really stayed close to it. It was mostly, for me, it was mostly IGN from middle school to, you know, till now, you know, I still watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, G4, I don't know if they're going to go online or on cable, you know, I just don't know.
Or maybe they'll go to like a streaming site. Oh, but pretty much before we keep going, G4 was pretty much like a TV show that was on Comcast and then went to DirecTV.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how would you describe it? Like, they pretty much did what IGN or other big YouTube gaming channels, GameSpot, COD Connected and stuff does like that. But they had other things too, not just video game news. Like, there were video game channels. Like, they would bring people and they would play or speed run through games on TV, or they would record channels like where they would do it and stuff. It seemed pretty neat at the time, but it didn't seem like that big for television, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I assume back in the day, like, when I think it started with Dreamcast and the PlayStation 1, Xbox? I'm not sure because I just looked up information earlier. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's pretty crazy that they took that leap and it lasted a couple of years.
Yeah. I think they launched in 2002 and they closed in 2014. That's 18 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was asking some stuff that they were, like, having, like, problems with stuff with the company on the inside on how things were, like, falling apart, so it eventually died out. But to see that it's coming back is pretty interesting because, more video game stuff.
Yeah,
especially, like, true. A video game, like, TV or a thing that used to be a TV channel. I can only assume that it'll probably go to a streaming.
Yeah, most likely.
Streaming application. Oh, yeah, or YouTube, like YouTube TV series that they have, like YouTube brand, right?
Yeah, yeah. But do you think they'll succeed, you know? Do you think they'll rack in some viewers, you know, subscribers? What do you think?
If anything, I feel like maybe it'll go to Hulu, and it'll be like a weekly thing, and then it'll just come back every once a year, like Hulu Originals does, or Netflix Original does. Like Stranger Things comes out with 8 episodes. And they take like a year off and come back with another 8. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, I feel like it's going to be something like that.
True. They'll probably get a deal with either Netflix or Hulu, you know?
Yeah, someone that wants something video game wise.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you think about it, Netflix or Hulu, they don't really have like video game news like that, right?
I know Netflix has implemented, at least I seen one. It's called The Floor is Lava, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that. But it's kind of like Wipeout, but I heard it's more crazier. And it's a Netflix original. So I thought that was pretty cool. So maybe Netflix. I think that's the closest thing I've seen to video games. Or Netflix actually has a Bandersnatch. Freaking that Black Mirror. I think they were the first one to implement it into a movie. Because it has the elements of Until Dawn, where it just plays the story for you and you pick and choose which path you want to take. So they had that. So I'm not really sure who it will go to. I feel like, if anything, I think it's going to go to Hulu. If not, maybe just YouTube then. Because they did just announce it for at least a YouTube teaser. But what are your thoughts? What do you think they could add to it than what they did before? Do you think they're going to add something new? Or do you think they're going to bring stuff back? If you could think of something new, what would you want in
series episode? I don't think that there's any. I don't think there's anything to do, you know. I remember watching a couple of videos on YouTube of them like interviewing Bill Gates on Xbox, the first Xbox.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube. They've been doing interviews. They've pretty much been doing what IGN is doing today, you know. Like, they're like pioneers, you know. I wouldn't really call them pioneers, because I'm sure even before them there was another network that was doing like video game coverage. But they're old school. They've been doing everything that pretty much IGN does right now, you know, interviews, you know, like video game showcases, you know, E3s and stuff like that. I really don't know what else they can do to like to attract viewers. I really don't know, but it's gonna be interesting though. I really hope they succeed, you know, because, you know, they're old school, you know.
Yeah, hopefully yeah, we'll see what they got. Maybe that, I don't know. I can't think of anything. Maybe like a game show where they play the games instead of doing the, like a parkour course, like Wipeout or American Ninja Warrior and stuff. You know what I mean? Like they have to go through trials. Like I'm trying to think, like Lego Masters. In Lego Masters, they give you, they give everyone, I think like an hour or sometimes even 14 hours to build something. Like the theme is like, they bring Legos, make Doom guy out of these Legos,
and then that'd be cool.
You know
that'd
what I mean? Cool. And then the next stage, like someone gets eliminated. The next stage, okay, right here, we're gonna have a Call of Duty match. You know what I mean? You have like 3 days to practice and stuff, and then on the fourth day, we'll have like a Call of Duty mashup, and whoever loses out of everyone gets disqualified, and they keep going up, and then they have like a Rocket League match. You know what I mean? Like something like that. That seemed pretty interesting. Kind of like I'm trying to compare it to Lego Masters, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
But like having a bunch of different elements instead of always just sitting there in front of a screen. You know what I mean? I guess I just named two fucking things that you sit in front of a screen, but you get my ideas, right?
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's, hopefully that'll be something. That seems like a pretty cool like idea. But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for TV shows and movie news, right? Unless I'm missing something.
Marvel's and Hulu's Hellstorm? Hellstrom?
Oh, yeah.
Hellstrom, I think. Hellstorm.
What did you think about it?
It looks good. You know, looks okay. I don't know if it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Is it? I don't think so.
Marvel's Hellstorm is a chilling supernatural thriller inspired by Marvel Comics' Son of Satan and Satana characters, premiering October 16th on Hulu. The new series centers around Damon and Anna Hellstorm, the son and daughter of a mysterious and powerful serial killer, as they track down the worst of humanity, each with their own unique skills. In addition to Austin and Lemon, the 10-episode first season stars Elizabeth Marvel as Damon and Anna's mother, Victoria Robert, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. But I don't know anything about this stuff. I just saw it and I added it, but I haven't watched it yet. I forgot about it.
It looks okay. There's like a lot of positive reviews about it. So, well, in the comment section, so that's pretty good. That tells me like a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
There he is.
Looks pretty. I don't know. Looks suspenseful.
Yeah, it looks good.
I can't really give much input because I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
Other than that, regardless, we'll move on to some video game news. Finally, we got a Call of Duty leak. It's not even finally. These leaks, at least the Doritos leak that I guess the next Call of Duty is going to be called Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. We already, we kind of already knew or expecting that the next Call of Duty was going to be focused around the Cold War, but we never actually seen like the proof that it was real. Until, like, I think last week, Doritos leaked it for Double XP with a Doritos bag. And it had the title Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War on it. But...
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Pretty interesting pretty interesting because we usually get the Call of Duty leaks like this at the beginning of the year. But now, it's like the summer, you know? This is, like, the longest leak without a Call of Duty leak, you know what I mean? So it's pretty cool. But... New Call of Duty doesn't surprise me, obviously, but...
When was the last Call of Duty game?
Last year.
Which one was it?
Oh, Modern Warfare.
Really? I thought it came out 2018.
Mm-mm. Came out last year.
Well, they're every year, huh? I'm not surprised.
Because they have different developer studios.
Yeah, that's true.
So right now, like, I think... I don't know who's actually working it, because I know... I don't even know who's making this one. It's got to be Treyarch, because it's Black Ops.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, new Call of Duty, Cold War. I can't honestly think of, like, everyone's going to get it, but I can't honestly think of what's new that they're going to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure they're going to implement zombies, that's for sure.
Dude, yeah, obviously if it's going to have zombies, I'm for sure getting it day one. I fucking love Call of Duty's Treyarch zombies.
You'd rather play Call of Duty zombies than Resident Evil 2 zombies? Wow.
Exactly, because they have better zombies.
Nah, fuck this.
Resident Evil doesn't have zombies. They're biomutants.
Oh my god.
Are they not zombies? All right, but to be fair, are Resident Evil things? They're not zombies, right? They're infected.
Yeah, if we're talking about Resident Evil 2, the remake, yeah, there's zombies.
There's zombies?
There's zombies. They're not. They're infected, obviously, but they're not. They're nothing like the ones in The Last of Us 2. Like these are zombies. These are brain dead zombies. Like
yeah, they don't yeah, know like Last of Us. Yeah, those are infected.
Yeah. Like yeah.
Resident Evil 2 isn't like. I mean, Resident Evil isn't like they bite you and then you turn.
No, well, obviously, because they like if they were to bite you, the game would end right away, and a lot of people would get frustrated because of that, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, they're just zombies, you know.
Oh, so they are zombies.
Yeah, they are zombies, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I just didn't. I didn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't compare it. Like when I think zombies, I think of like them coming out of the ground and they're alive again.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean? Like they're not sick. There's no disease that did it. You know what I mean? It was like they're bringing the dead back alive. That's what I think of when I think zombies.
That's true, but in a way, they're still zombies. You know.
That was just my idea as a zombies. Like from. Call of Duty wise, you know what I mean? They're just, they're for sure they're not sick. They were experimented on to bring the dead back alive. That's what I think of when I think Call of Duty zombies, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless, for sure if this Black Ops has zombies, I don't know why it would because I think the last DLC ended it all.
Yeah.
But then again, they came out with Black Ops 4 and they had zombies in there, but I didn't watch none of that. But I don't think it was as good as Black Ops 3.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War was officially leaked by Doritos. Thanks, Doritos.
I'm more of a lazy person.
Let me see. We got a game from Square Enix, a 3D action platformer called Balan Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
It looked interesting. It looked real, not childish, but it seemed targeted, like the way the characters were designed and the colors are out there. For children, you know?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be launching spring 2021 for PlayStation and Switch. I'm not sure if it's coming to Xbox. I assume it's going to come to PC. It's Square Enix. Yeah, it looked pretty good. The story seemed kind of like Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Talking about your heart and how positive it should be and stuff. But
yeah,
it looked pretty interesting. It looked dark for children, but not like crazy dark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the platforming and the open action adventure reminded me of Mario 64.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And some what's it called, Little Big Planet vibes too.
Yeah, it looks really. I'm kind of getting after. It looks really good. I'm interested in it. I don't know if I'll pick up day one, but I'll wait for reviews and stuff. But for sure, it looks really nice, like the colors and aesthetics wise.
Yeah.
The combat looks kind of like looks whatever. It's like there's costumes that give you different abilities too. I don't really fuck with those costumes. They're kind of corny. But yeah, I'll see. Looks pretty good.
It arrives in spring of 2021, huh?
Yeah.
For PS4 and PS5. You think this is an exclusive for PlayStation?
No, it's coming to Switch.
Okay, for sure.
I assume PC also. I haven't seen a PC trailer, but yeah. Mm. All right. That was pretty much the biggest news we got all week, but we got a lot of it.
Yeah.
Overall, let's talk about overall right now before we talk about anything.
Yeah.
Did you like the Xbox showcase? Did you watch it all?
I watched it all. Like, I watched it on... I didn't watch, like, the full-on, you know, showcase of it. I watched, like, the videos on IGN. But even that, I knew they were just boring. It was a boring showcase just because they were showing a lot of cinematic trailers. Like, they were not, like, gameplay trailers, what I was kind of expecting, you know? Like, they were all, like, CG cinematic trailers. And I just find that boring, you know? Like, yeah, like, I understand, like, these people are trying to tease, like, their video game that they've been working on, but we kind of want to see like legit next gen graphics gameplay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the only next gen game like graphical like showcase I've seen was Halo Infinite. I thought it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And Stalker 2, but we'll talk about it later. Like those two games look legit like next gen game. If they're actually like played in engine on the Xbox One X, on the Xbox Series X and not on the PC. Like they normally do, but those games look really, really good.
Yeah. Overall, for me, I watched the Xbox showcase. Like, I know they had like hosts for it, I think. I didn't watch that. I just watched whatever they showed for the hour and 20 minutes, I believe. And honestly, I was thinking after, I was like, Heike, this wasn't all that great. And then I thought about it. I was like, okay, I'm probably thinking like a Sony fanboy, the PlayStation event was way better than this. But then I was like, okay, let's not try to compare the two. Just try to take it as is, as just one. Did I like it? It was okay. It was cool. I wasn't in love with it, but yeah. And I was like criticizing some of the stuff I saw in my head. I was like, why did this look like that? Why, like, where's the, like, is there anything else interesting in this? And then I go on Twitter and I saw Xbox Showcase was trending and I was looking at all the other tweets and they had the same exact thoughts of what I was thinking. And I was like, okay, thank God. I thought I was like being like really hard criticizing this thing because I thought the PlayStation thing was better, but yeah. I'm not the only one that thinks like that. So I guess it wasn't just me. Yeah. Overall, it wasn't bad, but for sure it wasn't good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They showed, I think out of all the games they showed, like say they showed like 15, I think only two caught my attention, really.
Mm-hmm. And which one were they?
We'll get to it. We got the list right here. I think there was like two games that I didn't add to this list because I just thought they were pretty fucking whack. Mm-hmm. But regardless, we'll talk about, obviously we'll start off with Halo Infinite because that's what they started. What did you think about the Halo Infinite?
It reminds me so much of the early, the early and mid 2000 games on the PS2. It gives me those vibes because I think I'm not sure if it's a remake of a. They said it's a new legit Halo Infinite. It's like a new story, right? A new legit. Yeah, okay. Like the gameplay reminds me so much of like the early shooters from the early 2000s on the PS2. Just like I don't know, it seems slow. But that's because I'm so used to Doom. But yeah, it just gives me those early mid 2000s PS2 game vibes, you know? Yeah, the graphically it looks good. Am I disappointed? Not really. I'm just not that impressed, you know. Then again, you know, I'm not really a Halo fan. I've never been a Halo fan. I don't think I ever will unless I actually like play Halo on the Xbox One. But yeah, it looks okay. You know, I'm not really impressed, but I'm not disappointed either.
For me, when I watched the Halo, to be fair, I never played a Halo story in my life. I played some Halo multiplayer, but never enough to call myself a Halo fan. I always mm-hmm. wanted to get into Halo, but I just never brought myself around to it.
Yeah.
For sure, I do want to grind through all the Halo games before this Halo Infinite because I want to be in that culture of, I'm a Halo fan, you know. Master Chief is fucking sick. you know what I mean? But regardless, when I watched it, I thought, when I looked at it, I was like, this does not look like next gen to me. It looks like current gen, and there's nothing wrong with it, but for this to be a drop for next gen, like day one drop, it does not look like appealing to me as a new person coming into Halo, you know what I mean? If I never played it, and I never owned an Xbox, and this is the main reason why I should get an Xbox Series X. It did not look graphically something appealing to me that I would want to get. If this is supposed to be, obviously, it's not a next gen exclusive like Spider-Man Miles Morales, the next Ratchet and Clank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is coming to Xbox One too?
Yes, this is coming to Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and PC. But
okay, that explains why. Okay, that does explain why.
But regardless, like if this is gonna be your console day one drop too, like I would have expected at least a little bit more graphic wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it did not look great. There was like one scene I was like, this kind of looks like Minecraft. Like there was like the edging of the cliff. And I was like, okay, don't compare it to other games because this is obviously Halo. It's its own game. And then I looked on Twitter and everyone was trashing it because they said it looked like Minecraft. And I was like, okay, thank God I'm not the only one that thought like that. You know what I mean? Then I think one of the developers said, I think he came out because I think he was pissed because of what everyone was saying about it. They're like, guys, these things will obviously, this is not the final build. It is still a work in progress. So we'll actually see when it officially launches. Mm-hmm. And then I thought to myself, like, okay, that's cool. Like, this isn't the final build. It should look better when it releases. But if you guys aren't done with the final build, next gen is literally around the corner. It's like, how many months? We got like, 4 months before November? Maybe if it's a December drop, 5 months till December? We're in July right now. Like, then it seems like they're gonna have to put in a lot of work because, goddamn, that game did not look next gen whatsoever. And to let alone know that the Halo Infinite gameplay was ran on PC and it still looked like that, it seemed kind of disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like comparing like, not to compare it to Sony, but from what they showed from the Sony conference for next-gen games, like, goddamn, they already have that much work into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And from something that we've known that Xbox has been working on Halo Infinite for, when did they show it off? From E3?
Yeah.
Like 2018, right? They showed the Infinite trailer?
Yeah, I think it was, I think they did. I'm not sure.
18 or 19, but let alone they still had been working on the game for years already, you know?
Yeah.
And just to be shown that, I wasn't, for sure, it does not look ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does not look like next gen material.
Yeah.
Let alone they said this is still a work in progress, but even if so, that's how much work you have done, like, I don't even know, like, the work that goes into it, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, just to be reassured that it's not the final build, and still they only got, like, 4 months is a little concerning to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if that's not it, it seems like this is going to get delayed, and it's not going to drop with the Series X.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, yeah, the gameplay looked pretty cool. I got some Doom vibes from it with the grappling hook.
Yeah.
And the way the guns were pointing, like, he wasn't zooming in most of the time and he was just shooting like Doom guy.
Yeah.
Those were my Doom vibes. Regardless, I'm interested for PC, but for sure this Xbox showcase did not give me a reason why I should buy a Series X.
Same here. I agree.
Obviously, like, I don't know. Because there are times where I just want to sit down on the couch. Like, I'm sitting down on the couch playing Ghost of Tsushima, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe one day I would want to play Halo Infinite on the couch. But if it looked like that, then, nah, I could care less, honestly. Let me know what you guys think about the Halo Infinite and the Halo story, because obviously I'm blind as fuck into what's going on. But yeah, if you thought it looked good, let me know. If you agree to what I had to criticize, let me know. Other than that, after that, they finished the Halo Infinite gameplay trailer, they announced State of Decay 3. The cinematic looked nice as fuck, but they didn't show any gameplay, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't really say much because I never played State of Decay. I know it involves zombies, but from the way reviews came around with State of Decay 2, they were kind of mixed, so I didn't really hop on that.
Mm-hmm.
The Forza in-game trailer, for sure, that looked really fucking good.
Oh, it did, yeah.
And for sure, when I was like in-game trailer, I was like, oh, okay, let's see how good this looks. Usually Forza games are good. But God damn, dude, I have never seen a more realistic game than Forza.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good. I never played Forza and I could care less about racing cars or whatever. But to give this game credibility on where on its strong points, the graphics are insane.
Yeah, it does look good.
It looks really impressive.
Drive Club on the... Yeah. It gives me... Obviously, like, Drive Club was, like... The competitor was, like, the rival of Forza for PlayStation.
I thought it was Gran Turismo.
No, that too. Yeah, that too. Drive Club was also an exclusive, but Drive Club in graphical... Like, when it comes to graphics, like, Drive Club was gorgeous, you know? So when I see Forza on the Series X, I'm like, damn, this is going to be, like... It's going to be, like, one of the best-looking racing games of all time. Whoa.
Yeah, like that's next-gen material, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, talking about next-gen games, at least in this showcase, comparing it to Halo Infinite for next-gen, you cannot say they are on the same tier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For sure, yeah. They are different developer studios and everything, but to be working with the same type of hardware, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, there's a big difference. At least, like, trying to back up from what I was saying before, you know what I mean? Not trying to just shit on Halo on the way it looked, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn, yeah, I don't know anything about Forza, but I know a lot of people love those racing games. They're just not for me, but to give it credit, that game looks amazing.
It does.
It looks really, really good. And if you want a point of view from, like, the PlayStation showcase, that game looked more realistic than any of the PlayStation games they showed in their fucking showcase. But
Ratchet and Clank look good though. That looks like a Pixar film.
Yeah, for sure. But like realistically, like from the car's point of view, the lighting and the way the people are and stuff, it looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never played Forza, but it always had like one of the top things I had to say about Xbox, you know, on the way one of their games looked.
Yeah.
After that they showed a game called Everwild. It was visually stunning. It seems like it's four. It's not four. I don't believe it's four players, but it's four people, and they look like they're wilderness vets. They take care of the forest and all the animals that live there, and it's not like real animals. It's like, it seemed like an indie game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I get like, not Okami art, but the way the animals are presented, it looks fan created. It looks really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But for sure, that looks interesting as heck. If that's only an Xbox exclusive, then for sure that looks really cool. I would probably wait for a PC port, but I hope it comes to Switch because I love playing all my indies on my Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, that looks really cool. That caught my interest. They had another game called Tell Me Why. And honestly, tell me why they showed that shit. No, just kidding. looks like a story between a brother and sister separated, then reunited after years and trying to solve a mystery on why their mom tried to shoot the son. I think it's by the same people that created Life is Strange. I don't remember if that's true or not, but that's what I wrote down. I get Life is Strange vibes definitely from that game. Personally, I said this before, I am not a Life is Strange fan. I think the art is pretty ugly, and I don't like that type of gameplay or those type of stories, like storytelling games. Like, I like the Until Dawn series, like those type of ways that they go with it, like pick and choosing the path you want to go and stuff. But I wasn't really intrigued in this game whatsoever, but I thought you put it in there. What do you think?
Sounds interesting, though.
No? It's weird. It seems really fucking weird. Like, these brother and sister look kind of, like, too damn close to each other. Like, I don't know. Like, if you watch the trailer, you're like, why are they, like, so goddamn, like, touchy-touchy or feely-feely? Like, it's really weird.
Sweet Home Alabama.
I don't know. It's really weird. But if you're interested in stuff like that, then I say check it out. It might be interesting to you. Pretty much, the mom tried to kill the son, but they want to find out the reason why, because they don't think that she did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I say check it out. It's called Tell Me Why.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned Ori and the Will of the Wisps frame rate will be updated on the Series X with 4K HDR at 120 frames per second.
Jesus.
What do you think about that?
120 frames per second, as if 60 wasn't enough. I don't know about that. If it's on the Series X?
Yeah, it's only on the Series X.
Yeah, like, I think 60 is all right, but 120 frames per second, I mean, if you can afford a 4K TV that runs at 120 frames per second, then go for it, you know? I just feel like that's going to be, like, far more expensive, as if 4K TVs aren't expensive enough, you know? Well, they're not really expensive anymore, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that's an overkill, but at the same time, like, hey, you know, it's just like a tech demo for Series X. You know, they're just trying to show off like what the Series X can do, you know?
Yeah. When I saw that, honestly, I was kind of like, okay, next.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, okay, next. Like, my PC could do that, but
yeah. Yeah.
Regardless, it's cool, but I guess I was just mainly focused on next gen. Yeah. It's cool that the next gen can do that for that game, but that game's already out. You know what I mean? Like is there a game that could run that hasn't been released yet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That Microsoft has?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, good for the Ori team and Xbox for getting that on the Xbox. But, I mean, how many people are going to go back and actually go and play that when next gen comes out? You know what I mean?
Who knows? Yeah.
I mean, I assume that Xbox is going to have a couple of games released with the Series X that you'll be able to play instead of just repeats on how this game looks better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's cool that that's there, but, I mean, it's not, like, if I could do that on the PC, why? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys are sharing it, but, I don't know.
Yeah, like, for you, like, you did hear that the Series X will also share, like, several exclusives with PC. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, most of their games are going to be coming to PC.
Yeah, like, if you already have, like, for you, you know, you have a beast-ass PC. Could you imagine, like, I wouldn't, there would be no point for me if I had the same PC setup as you. There would be no point for me to buy a Series X if all the exclusives are going to come over to PC. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's my biggest gripe is like, yeah, they bet themselves on the foot. But honestly, like I said before, Microsoft has the ability to bite themselves in the foot because they are just not just a video game company for
They're
sure.
Big. Yeah.
For, like, comparing Microsoft to Nintendo. Nintendo is a video game company. They're not a software like Windows 10, et cetera, et cetera. Regardless, they bit themselves in the foot, but they can. They have the ability to do that.
That's true.
Like, backlash from me isn't going to fucking affect their sales. But regardless, it's cool that they could be able to do that with Ori and the Will of the Wisps, but show me some next-gen stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Next-gen games, not what old-gen games can do on the next-gen is what I'm not interested in. After that, they showed Outer Worlds is getting a Gorgon DLC September 9th. That looks pretty cool. I haven't played Outer Worlds, but it's been on my backlog for a while. It's on Xbox Game Pass too, so if you have not played that, I say definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. If you're into Fallout New Vegas, is made by Obsidian. Mm-hmm. It looked pretty cool. Other than that, Grounded finally got a release date. Not a release date, early access release date. It's coming out July 28th. What did you think about Grounded?
Grounded is the one with the... Is it the multiplayer game?
Yeah, with the bugs.
Oh, with the bugs. Damn.
Okay, pretty much. I'll explain it. Grounded is... If you played The Forest and Ark, I would compare it to those type of two games. What happened is it seems like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and the kids are in the front yard, I believe. And they got shrunk into the front yard, and they have to like survive with everything that's going on in the grass. Spiders, flies, bees, worms, caterpillars. And goddamn, this game looks so cool. It looks so fun. This was probably one of my most interesting games of the showcase. At first, when I first seen this trailer, I was like, eh, it kind of looks whack. But after I seen this trailer, I was like, dang, I'm really hooked on this. It looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool to play with friends. It's up to four players, I believe. I wonder if it'll be crossplay between PC and Xbox. That'll be pretty neat. Yeah, I'm really interested in this. July 28th. Oh my god, that's in 2 days. Fuck yeah.
Oh shit.
But yeah, it looks really cool. I'm definitely intrigued because you can fight off. They have like this one clip where he's fighting off a spider. Like he's like has a spear and he's like poking at it so the spider doesn't get close. Yeah. You build like a base to protect yourselves, like a little home. Like you would do in Minecraft and stuff. You build a chest, everything. It looks really cool. Like the idea of playing in a scenario like that has me hooked. I'm definitely going to play that day one. But yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think?
It reminds me so much of the Ant Bully and obviously, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm watching it right now. It looks really good. The graphics look really good too. This is an Xbox exclusive, right?
Yeah, Microsoft exclusive.
And PC, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good. It reminds me of Ants. You remember that DreamWorks?
Bugs Life.
Yeah, and Bugs Life too, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting concept, you know? I don't think there's ever been a video game like this that takes place in the ground as like a mini human being and like in the grass and stuff, like fighting all these bugs. Mm-hmm. I don't think there ever has been a video game like of this caliber, you know? Like a AAA title. I don't think it's indie though, because it does...
It's not. I don't think it's indie because it's also made by Obsidian.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely like a AAA title. So, I like the idea of, you know, being like small and then going up against these insects. That's pretty cool. Something different, you know?
For sure. Yeah. I'm definitely going to play day one, especially it says it's coming to Game Pass. So hopefully it'll come to PC's Game Pass. If not, then I'll definitely cop on the Steam store. Mm-hmm. Other than that, lastly, for Obsidian's like little showcase that they had in the Xbox showcase, they showed off this new RPG. It's fantasy-like, called Avowed. It was pretty much a cinematic teaser, but from the way that they showed off some characters, it looks really interesting. Like, they show off this arrow getting shot into an army, and you get a glimpse of the army, and he's wearing like a knight's armor, but you see who's in the armor, and it's just a skeleton, kind of like Medieval, the PlayStation exclusive. But goddamn, it looked really cool. At least the cinematic looked really damn good. They didn't show much. I think it's really early to show. Not like, oh, why'd you show this? It's too damn early. I think it's the development of the game is still early. Like, we probably won't see this game till like 2022.
Most likely, you know, especially with the pandemic, you know, just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm really hyped for it because I love fantasy and I love RPGs. For sure, like, if that game only comes to Xbox, then I would have to see gameplay to make myself buy a Series X.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? After that, we got a Psychonauts 2 trailer with Jack Black. And oh my god. Have you played Psychonauts?
I've never played it, no. But it looks interesting.
I've never beaten Psychonauts, but I played the first like 4 hours of it on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so cool. The first one, at least, it's more like an action platformer. I would compare it to Donkey Kong 64, like that. Like, you just travel, like, the open world and then you're platforming across and stuff, solving puzzles. It's really cool. I say you should check it out. I think you'll like it. If it was for Switch, I would be all over it, but it's not. So yeah. I'm either going to have to play it on PC or finish it on my PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Psychonauts 1, but... So I pretty much don't know the idea or the plot for Psychonauts 2, but visually, it looked really good. It had gameplay. Jack Black is... I don't know if Jack Black's going to be a character, but he did the song for the trailer, so it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, does Psychonauts interest you or what?
Yeah, it does. Honestly, like, I'm all for platforming games, like, I'm all for it.
Oh, I would compare it to SpongeBob, Battle for Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, too, like, and the art style, too.
It's really weird.
It looks really good. It looks interesting, you know? I've never played the first Psychonaut game, but if this game gets really, really good reviews, I'd definitely check out the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and if I like the first one, I'll definitely get the second one. But, yeah, like, platforming games, like, I'm all for it, you know? And it looks fun, just like SpongeBob. No, if not better, because SpongeBob's outdated, let's be honest. But, yeah, Psychonauts 2 looks good.
Hopefully Psychonauts 1 comes to Switch. I wouldn't see why they got Cuphead on it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, Psychonauts 2 trailer, I say check it out if you're a Psychonauts fan. And if you are, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we got Stalker 2. Says it's going to be a console launch exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It looks interesting. I never played one, so if you know more information, then that'd be great because you could explain it to me.
It's gonna be like a horror game, huh?
Yeah, I assume. I never played the first one, but I thought you were pretty excited for it.
Yeah, it gives me so much of Silent Hill vibes. It's like foggy in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Your view is obscured, you know, like from fog. You know, it gives me like some Silent Hill vibes, and it looks really good. I really hope the footage that they're showing on there is like in gameplay, you know, not CG, not like cinematic, you know, even though the trailer is like kind of cinematic. I really hope like it's actually captured directly from the Series X, because the graphics, the visuals look really, really damn good. The lighting looks so good. It's a gorgeous game. And if it's a horror game with these kind of graphics, it's going to be like fucking top notch scary, you know, like I'm all for like scary video games with good graphics because that's what sells, you know? So that is what it looks like. I hope it turns out like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So I'm on their webpage right now. It says, what is Stalker 2? It's a unique blend of first-person shooters, immersive sim, and horror with really thick atmosphere. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest open worlds to date is yours to explore, along with an epic branching story with multiple endings. Oh, that's pretty neat.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Especially for a horror game. Which platform is Stalker 2 going to be released on? The game will have a simultaneous release on PC and Xbox Series X. Stalker 2 will also enter Xbox Game Pass on console on day one. Is it open world? Yes. The zone in Stalker 2 is one of the biggest seamless open worlds to date. What about the story? The game will feature an epic, non-linear story. Your choices will influence both short-term consequences and global outcomes. And that's pretty much it for information-wise that I could share.
Yeah. But, oh, wow. It's a launch title, huh?
Yes, that's pretty cool. I'm definitely going to check that out.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's so I'm assuming this is definitely in-gameplay footage. It's not CG rendered.
Yeah, it's not a cinematic, yeah.
And, looking at it, it does look like a gameplay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this game is stunning.
Yeah, dude, it looks really cool.
If this game gets good reviews, wow, I'd be so bummed out that it won't be on the PS5.
Oh, yeah, dude. You don't even... I mean... Should just put the money you would spend on a Series X on your PC.
Yeah, that's true.
Use the $500 for a brand new. If it drops for $500 or $550, that's pretty much a brand new graphics card, and then you'll be able to play it because you have a really good CPU already. You just need to get your graphics card.
That is true. But
is and if anything, then you would have to actually put money towards a 2K monitor.
That's true. But, you know, there's just something special about playing, you know, video games off your couch, you know? You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can do it with PC because you can do it. You could do it with PC, you know, connecting to your 4K TV. But, I don't know, just having a console meant for video games and not for, like, you know, multimedia tasks, you know, what I'm doing with my 3D models on my PC. It'd be cool, you know, just to get a console that just plays video games. But,
I'm trying to bring you into the PC atmosphere.
Yeah. For,
Yeah, Stalker 2. Now that I actually read that, that's really interesting. Hell yeah. I'm hyped for it.
Yeah, yeah.
other than that, after that, we got they showed off Warhammer Darktide. It says it was a console launch exclusive at the beginning of the clip, but mm-hmm. then it had a release date for 2021. So that kind of confused me. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show off any gameplay or anything. It was pretty much just a cinematic trailer. I never played a Warhammer game, but it looked like it involved zombies, so I was pretty fucking hooked on that.
Mm.
And it had multiplayer. So if it's like that, that's pretty cool. I have the hiccups. It looked pretty neat. Warhammer Darktide. Microsoft's big Xbox game showcase last night took a turn into the grim of darkness of the far future as they revealed Warhammer 40,000 Darktide. This new co-op first-person shooter with a strong melee component is is from Fat Shark, the developers of Warhammer Vermintide games, with action-packed trailer now. Set on Atoma Prime, Darktide will allow up to 4 players to battle cooperatively against hordes of terrifying enemies as they bring the wrath of the Inquisition to the cult of domination. You'll use a variety of ranged and melee weapons in versatile clashes against the forces of the Dark Gods to prevent the city from succumbing chaos. Wow, that seems pretty cool. And these monsters look pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Resident Evil. Oh my god. They do look like Resident Evil enemies.
Holy shit.
Let me see. I posted it for you. Yeah, it looks pretty neat. Definitely going to check it out if it's multiplayer and it's like hordes of zombies. I would assume it's going to be like GTFO mixed with Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Is this a Xbox or PC exclusive?
I'm not sure if it's going to be an Xbox exclusive. I just know it's going to be... at least from what it says Xbox console launch exclusive, but had a 2020 release date.
Mm.
I know for sure it will come to PC though, but like pretty cool. Tetris Effect Connected is coming holiday 2020. If you guys don't know what Tetris Effect is, I believe it was a VR game for PlayStation VR and then came to PC. And then now it's coming to Xbox. They optimized it where I believe you don't need VR anymore. And there's a single player mode. And now there's a multiplayer mode that's going to be added into it. It looked pretty dope. Obviously, I would assume everyone knows how to play Tetris, but this Tetris mode looks pretty dope. It had 3 Tetris screens on one screen. And then at one point, I could go into someone else's screen and put a block there, like to help them finish and get a higher score. Or they could come to mine and do the same thing, vice versa. And then at one point, it combined everyone's screens together to make one giant Tetris screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like from left to right, wide rise. Like pretty interesting. I'm pretty down for that. But I don't think it's an Xbox exclusive. I think they just showed it off. But it looked pretty dope. What did you think?
It reminds me of like Pac-Man DX. You know, just like a...
I never played Pac-Man DX.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
And I love Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be like an addicting game. Like very addictive. Like it's obviously like with Pac-Man DX, it's going to be just more crazy like stuff going on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So and I've always loved Tetris. So is it, would I cop it like on day one? Maybe, just because I haven't played Tetris in a while. But yeah, it looks good. You know, that's all I got to say. Just like Pac-Man DX, you know, huge fan of Pac-Man DX. I don't know about this one. I'll have to try it out though if there's a demo.
The gunk from the SteamWorld devs and developers, like SteamWorld, I believe SteamWorld Dig, SteamWorld Heist and everything. Mm. Pretty much, The Gunk is a third-person action-adventure with a duo from outer space explorers, the chance upon a dangerous planet plagued by a corrupted gunk. Explore, gather, craft, and survive. So I assume I don't know. I can't really describe this game. It literally looks like crap. Like, not crap, like shit, but... Yeah. The way the gunk looks, it just looks like gunky, like material, like you would find in the middle of your dishwasher or whatever. It's like the sink. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty. The world looks interesting, but I don't know. I would have to see more gameplay for it. I wasn't really that hooked.
Mm-hmm.
I for sure do like the SteamWorld series, but this game looks meh. Looks cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, as an indie game, yeah, it looks meh. Yeah. Not really much to say on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they showed off some more Medium gameplay. That looked pretty weird. What did you think about that?
For which gameplay?
Medium. The one was like the horror game where it splits between parallel universes.
Oh, I'm watching, graphically, it looks good. That's mm-hmm. for sure. But they really didn't explain that much. Just that
story-wise.
Like different realms, right?
Yeah.
like the environment changes. Something similar to like the Evil Within, you know how you're in like in a certain level and it just changes. Mm-hmm. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a horror game too. So yeah, kind of creepy too.
Yeah, that's more of a horror game. I can't really describe like the way it works because they didn't describe it either. But pretty much it looks like, so say you're in your house walking through the kitchen and everything seems so fine during the day, but there's another dimension where it looks like you're in hell.
Yeah, that's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, I can't really say much or describe the story because they didn't describe it either.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're the same person in the same dimensions or it's one person in one dimension and it looks like a parallel clone in that dimension.
Yeah, the other person that the other parallel version of that character, it looks like an older version of that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like maybe it's like years away, like years later,
mm-hmm.
and the character you're playing right now is like present. I don't know, but looking at the character models, they look the same. You know, just one has white hair, you know, grayish hair.
Yeah, like a positive zone and then a negative zone.
Yeah,
it's, I wish I could describe it, but it just looks interesting. It's more like how Death Stranding was when it was showing its stuff off. Like, you don't know what the fuck the story is or anything.
Yeah.
I guess until like a month before the game actually came out.
Mm-hmm.
Looks interesting. Peeps your interest? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm watching right now. It looks really interesting. And I can tell its gameplay off the bat. It's not CG, like, rendered. It's like legit gameplay. And damn, the graphics look really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I can't say much because I don't know much and it doesn't share much.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is that it looks interesting. If you're into horror games and I guess like that Evil Within vibe, yeah, mm-hmm. it does give Evil Within vibes. I could agree to that. They showed off a new, I think it's DLC, I'm not sure, new Genesis Phantasy Star 2, Online 2 for 2021. It looked pretty dope. Like graphically, looks pretty amazing. It has that anime look. Obviously, not anime look, but you guys know what I mean. I never played an MMO, but I know everyone was having a problem trying to get into this game when it first came out, I think a couple of weeks ago, I believe, or a month. I'm not into it, but I just thought if you guys are fans of it, Phantasy Star Online 2, 2021. After that, I showed off a game called Crossfire X. That game looked so... That was probably my favorite game from the showcase, was Crossfire X. I don't know, something about that gunfight, the invisibility, and the melee from the gameplay trailer... It looked crazy. I've seen a lot of people describing it as the next or big Call of Duty single player game. But I didn't get Call of Duty vibes from it. I just got like, I can't describe it. It just felt like a game of its own and it's shooting and it's melee.
I doubt it. You know, they said the same thing with Titanfall. You still remember?
What about it?
They said that, it's going to be the next Call of Duty killer. But it never was, you know, Titanfall. Because Titanfall was an Xbox exclusive at once. But, yeah, I don't see this as a Call of Duty killer at all.
Hmm. I don't know. I assume most FPSs will be multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be pretty cool if this wasn't a multiplayer game.
Hmm.
Oh, is it even going to have story? Oh, yeah, it does. Okay, so... A legendary PC franchise comes to Xbox in a fast-paced first-person shooter offering a variety of exhilarating multiplayer experiences and a cinematic campaign that explores the global conflict between the world's two most formidable private military factions. Choose your battles, drop in and join a squad of Global Risk or Blacklist mercenaries across a variety of classic and innovative multiplayer modes accessible to players of all skill levels and interests. Wow, so from what it seems is that this game used to be on PC just called Crossfire, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
But I never played it, but I hope from what they showed from the gameplay trailer or the trailer that they released from the showcase, I hope that was single player because it looked like it was going to tell like a pretty badass story. There is no summary of what the story is about or anything, but if you're looking for something more immersive, this looks pretty cool. Pretty mm-hmm. neat. At least I'm more interested in the story. I could care less about shooter FPSs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to play another team deathmatch or... domination, whatever. I guess I'm just fine with Valorant. But lastly, what they showed off, they finally, the long-awaited, rumored from they're rebooting Fable, I guess.
Yeah.
They didn't show no gameplay whatsoever. I hope you guys don't believe that there is going to be any gameplay soon. This looks like a 2024 game.
Shit, wow.
Yeah, unless they've been working on it undercover for the past 5 years and it comes out next year, then good for them. But I never played Fable, but I've heard nothing but great things about people talking about Fable and how its story goes, the way its RPG is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm pretty hyped for the people that have been waiting for a brand new Fable game all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Fable?
I've never have, but it's always reminded me of Zelda, of Link, like, in a way. The character kind of reminds me of Link, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never played Fable, so that's the only thing I remembered of the game Fable. I would always see, like, the cover art at GameStop when I would go buy a game.
Yeah, Fable 3? Like, hey,
huh?
Fable 3?
I think so. I don't know, but it's a cover art for Fable, and you see the main character right there holding a sword, and I'm all like, oh, isn't that Link's? You know, I would jokingly say that's Link's cousin, you know, or relative, you know, because they kind of both look alike in a way. But yeah, I've heard nothing but great reviews about Fable. I've never got into it because I got an Xbox pretty late. But yeah, all I can say is if the reboot of Fable lives up to the hype, then it can definitely be just as good as like Sony's God of War, you know,
mm-hmm.
its own franchise. Even thought it was, you know, in previous generation.
Yeah. I never played Fable. I never really played Xbox exclusives, as you can clearly tell.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm interested. If it's like I said, I'm into that fantasy RPG world, like how the way Avowed look. And this catches my interest definitely. If this only comes to Xbox and not PC, that'll be crazy. I would have to see gameplay and how the story is. And then that will probably convince me to get a Series X.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, it looked really... Like, hopefully, from the cinematic, hopefully it'll have some amazing graphics, you know? The end of the Xbox showcase was that. And overall, like I said, it just wasn't... I don't know, wasn't it breathtaking? To compare it to PlayStation 5 reveal and showcase of next-gen games, you know? Because they... At least Sony put that in the description that they were focusing on next-gen games. They didn't even say that they were going to reveal the next-gen console, but they did. You know what I mean? To compare it to what they did and to this, like, it did not live up to the hype I was expecting for them to come out swinging hard that we talked about in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why I got let down. I guess I got myself hyped because I thought they would swing hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With how many developer companies that they bought to make games for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was expecting something big, but I guess I got let down pretty bad.
Yeah.
And that's all it was just a letdown for me because I wanted something for them to swing back with, and it didn't swing hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sony didn't even have to swing, you know, to even start anything. It was just like something they wanted to do, you know what I mean? But as in, like, it was a competition between on which console is going to be best. Like, fuck, this was kind of a letdown.
Yeah, it was not a disappointment, but I was not really impressed. Or it was also a disappointment because I also had my hypes up. I was hoping for, like, legit some good exclusives, you know. But Stalker looks good, though. I gotta say that.
Yeah, I guess that's, I don't know. I can't say anything pretty positive, like, what I'm mostly excited for. For sure, Avowed catches my interest, but they didn't show any gameplay. Grounded comes out in a couple days. I am definitely going to play that. Stalker 2 catches my interest from what I've read today. Psychonauts 2, I got to beat the first one, but from what they showed from gameplay from Psychonauts 2, I'm definitely getting that. Tetris Effect can wait. The Medium, I'm like on the edge of it. I don't really care for it. It looks cool, but I don't know. I would have to wait for reviews, I guess. The Crossfire gameplay looked pretty fucking cool. I want to see more of the story mode or what they got to say. Fable, they didn't show anything pretty much, just a cinematic trailer saying, hey, we're here. It's coming. I doubt anytime soon, but catches my interest.
Yeah, true.
But something not to like convince me that Series X is gonna be a something I need in my house the day one it comes out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't really say much, you know. I'm not trying to say nothing bad, but only thing that's gonna break my wall is the PlayStation 5 from what they showed off from their showcase. Overall, those, I mean, better than nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We saw some stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have more Xbox information than I know, then feel glad to hit me up and talk and try and conversate with me, you know,
mm-hmm.
on what I said wrong or if I said anything wrong about the showcase, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all the news that we got this week, unless we're missing something that you saw interesting this week.
Not really. I think we've covered it all. All
right, man. It was a good episode. This was episode 33 of the Local Podcast. Thanks for listening. That was, like I said before, that was episode 33. You can find our podcast on YouTube, Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, on that one app that we don't know the name of, but we know we're on it. you could also join our Discord. You could join. I recently re-imaged our Discord, if you had looked. I added like a bunch of new things in there. It's pretty cool. I added this Pokemon thing. Pretty much you could play Pokemon in the Discord channel. You could fight like random NPCs. You could catch different types of Pokemon. Like if you type randomly, not randomly, but like if you're talking in the Discord, the bot will send out a Pokemon in the dedicated channel. Like it'll send out Pikachu, but it won't say a random Pikachu has appeared. It'll just send out a picture and it'll give you the first letter of what the Pokemon starts with, P. And if you type in Pikachu, you catch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, if that stuff interested you, that's our Discord channel. Anyone's free to join. It's pretty much a local community group chat where you guys can interact with us and ask us questions there, let alone ask us questions anywhere. But pretty much that was it. Episode 33. Mike, you got a send-off message?
Just, you know, stay safe, guys. You know, it's been a ride, you know. Yeah, it's been a ride, man. Just, you know, doing this podcast with you. That's all I got to say, man. You guys, people that are listening, you know, just stay safe, you know. Wear your mask, you know. Even if you're like an anti-mask person, you know, just wear it, you know, just for the sake of your, you know, loved ones, you know, you wouldn't want to get them, you know, infected. But yeah, that's all I can say, man. Just, you know, keep gaming, you know, just stay safe and yeah, just be happy.
All right, guys. That's it. We'll see you guys hopefully next week with a new episode. Peace.
Take care.